Peace and security must reign in the southeast of Turkey. Its citizens must feel secure on every inch of Turkish soil. It is impossible for people to feel secure if, in any part of the country, political parties are unable to operate, different opinions cannot be freely expressed, civil society organizations are unable to operate, conferences cannot be held, books cannot be handed out, schools, private colleges, student lodgings, and study centers are not safe. People cannot go out safely at night. Groups other than the state security forces establish road and ID checks. Courts other than the state courts are established. Trials are held and sentences passed down in these so-called courts. Money is demanded. There are frequent kidnappings. People holding different opinions are attacked with guns. Roadblocks are set up to prevent the security forces from entering. One of the state's most important duties is to ensure the safety of all its citizens. The state must ensure the safety of our brothers living in the southeast. The PKK is the largest mafia-like organization in the Middle East and one that ruthlessly oppresses the people of the southeast. The ideology of the PKK is a Marxist-Leninist-Stalinist one. It is preparing the infrastructure for its outlandish dream of a communist Kurdistan under the guise of autonomy. In order to grasp how ruthless and despotic this dictatorship of the proletariat seeks to establish will be, we just need to take a look at the PKK's current activities in the region. The PKK permits its own godless, irreligious, communist ideology to be discussed and implemented, but recognizes no right to exist for differing opinions.
3 ay önce yolumu kesip beni 4 gün alıkoydular. Şu anda da dükkanlarımıza saldırıyorlar. Yani bu yaptıkları zaten hep inancımızdan dolayıdır. Yani İslami kimliğimizden dolayıdır.
It threatens and seeks to intimidate political parties and civil society organizations, and particularly religious Kurds in the region, other than those supported by itself. It pressures small businessmen, students, clergymen, workers in public institutions, and everyone else.
Benim kardeşim tehdit altındaydı. Şirket tehdit altındaydı. Birkaç kendini bilmez. PKK taraftarı. Polis nezdinde gelip polis ismini kullanarak kapıyı açtırıp kurşunlanarak, bıçaklanarak şehit düşmüştür. Evinde. Kendi evinde. Benim kardeşim şehittir.
Kağıtta şunlar yazılı. İşte ayağını denk al. Ayağını denk almazsan bu sefer malına kastettik. Bir dahakinde canına kastederiz. Ve altta parantez içerisinde YDGH.
The pressure that the PKK imposes on the civilian population through arms and despotism must be eradicated by the state within the rule of law. It is of the greatest importance for the compassionate strength of the state to be felt everywhere in Turkey. Political party buildings are burned and party workers are attacked with sticks and stones.
Pertek'te yüzleri kapalı yaklaşık 30 kişi AK Parti aleyhine sloganlar atarak Cumhuriyet Caddesi üzerinde yürüdü. Grup bir süre sonra belediye binası ile AK Parti ilçe teşkilatı binasına molotof kokteyli attı. Belediye binasındaki yangında belediye başkanı AK Partili Recai Vural'ın makam odası yanarak kullanılamaz hale geldi.
Kalabalık bir grup hızla yaklaşıyor ve bir anda Adalet ve Kalkınma Partisi'nin ilçe binası molotof yağmuruna tutuluyor. Görüntüler Diyarbakır'ın Bağlar ilçesinden. Göstericilerin parti tabelasına ve camlarına nişan alarak attıkları molotoflardan bazıları ise kapı önünde bulunan park halindeki araçlara isabet ediyor. Araçlar bir anda alev alırken ortalık toz duman oluyor.
Dozens of schools in the region have been burned, and private colleges and study centers have been made unusable.
The
Milli Eğitim Bakanlığı'na bağlı okullara yönelik saldırılarını sıklaştıran PKK, eylemlerine bir yenisini daha ekledi. Bu defa adres Şırnak'tı. Binalara önce benzin döken PKK'lılar, daha sonra Molotov kokteyliyle okullara ateşe verdi.
Quranic study courses and student dormitories are frequently attacked.
PKK'lı gruplar, İslami kurum ve mütedeyyin kişilere saldırmaya devam ediyor. Bingöl'de önceki gece eylem yapan PKK'lı bir grup, Kur'an kursu yaktı. Göstericiler tarafından taş ve sopalarla saldırı yapılan ve medrese olarak da kullanılan Kur'an kursuna büyük çapta zarar verildi.
Libraries are burned and made unfit for use. The construction of dams, roads and buildings is obstructed, machinery is torched and workers are kidnapped.
Teröristlerin sivillere yönelik saldırıları sürüyor. Teröristler bu kez şantiye basıp 3 işçiyi kaçırdı. Bingöl'ün Karlova ilçesinde yapımı devam eden baraj inşaatını bir grup terörist bastı. Şantiyede çalışan işçileri tehdit eden teröristler 3 iş makinesini ateşe verdi. Yanlarına 3 işçiyi alan teröristler kaçtı.
Health centers, ambulances and blood centers are destroyed. Roadblocks and ID checks have literally become routine matters in the region. Trials are held in kangaroo courts where sentences are handed down and enforced. The PKK claims to act as a defense force in the region and that state security forces have no place there. Young people in the region are taken off to the mountains by force under the pretense of a military call-up, and families are forced to pay compensation if they want them back. People who refuse to vote for parties backed by the PKK are threatened and sometimes gunned down in the middle of the street. Homes with women and children are burned down.
PKK'lılar evleri uzun namlulu silahlarla taradı. Molotoflarla ateşe verdi. İçindekiler canlarını zor kurtardı.
One of the worst examples of the ghastly world envisaged by the PKK took place on October 6th through the 8th. Young people who had been indoctrinated for years to kill and die, and who had received Marxist-Leninist-Stalinist training, committed murder and arson. The resulting picture was truly a terrifying one. The uprising in 35 provinces saw young people with differing views being thrown out of windows, having their heads crushed with rocks, or being killed by being run over by cars. 40 people lost their lives. 2 security officials were martyred. 221 civilians and 139 members of the security forces were injured. A total of 1,113 buildings were damaged or destroyed, including 212 school buildings, 67 security buildings, 25 district governor's offices, 29 party buildings, and 780 others, such as children's homes, Red Crescent blood centers, and municipality buildings. Private vehicles, municipal vehicles, ambulances and police vehicles were burned and a total of 1,177 vehicles were made unusable. As we have seen, the PKK has made it all but impossible for people in the southeast to live their lives.
Hakkari'nin Yüksekova ve Şemdin ilçeleriyle Mardin'in Nusaybin ilçesi ve Mersin. Terör örgütü PKK yandaşları dün gece yine bu 4 bölgede ortalığı birbirine kattı. Göstericilerin attığı Molotov kokteylleri polis panzerlerine isabet etti ve göstericiler kendilerine sağlık ocaklarını bile hedef aldı.
(Gülüyor)
Yollarda barikatlar kuruldu, iş yerleri ve polis panzerleri Molotof yağmuruna tutuldu. Bölücü örgüt yandaşları Nusaybin'den Yüksekova'ya, Şemdinli'den Mersin'e, sokaklarda yine terör estirdi.
However, it must not be forgotten that Turkey is a great and powerful state. One of the main foundations of its strength is the care it takes over democracy and compassion. Nobody must be taken in by separatist terror organizations such as the PKK, misunderstanding the nobility of the state and mistakenly putting on airs. It must not be forgotten that our state can restore order within 48 hours at most, when it feels the need.